Okay, again, Parsha, Ayin Aleph, Bereishis. Our topic today is a little bit unusual. Well, actually, we'll see if it's a little unusual. We'll have to see if it's really halacha lemaisa or not halacha lemaisa. We're going to talk about the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach in general. What are they? We're not going to go into the details of them. But ultimately, we're going to talk about, do we have a mitzvah of Kiruv? Do we have to go out to non-Jews and makarav them? There's a mitzvah to be makarav Jews. After l'recha kamocha, we have to teach the Torah. But how about when it comes to Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? Should we be out there and trying to be makarav non-Jews as well?
In order to keep the seven.
To teach them and to keep, to be makarav, or to force them to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach.
When did it become Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? This is the Gemara in Chulin. It says it was 30 of them, and then it went down to 3.
Come. We'll dabble in that a little bit, but not much. Okay, so we'll also talk a little bit conceptually on the parsha also. So the pasuk says, "Esalakim yisalech Noach ayin aleph." We're on Berashi. At the beginning of the article, it says Berashi birashinoi mashe benoach nemar, that the pasuk, when it comes to Noach, it says Esalakim yisalech Noach, that Noach went with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we have that in deep contrast to Avraham. Avraham Nemar yisalech lefanai. Not that when it comes to Noach, it says Noach went on my side, but when it comes to Avraham Avinu, it says that Avraham Avinu went in front of me. Yisalech lefanai. So those are dramatically different. So Rashi says as follows: Uperish Rashi shenoach hayatzari sad letomcho. When it came to Noach, Noach had to walk aside, on the side of a Kodesh Baruch, because he needed assistance to go along, as opposed to Avram Avinu, that he was mitchazuk mahalach b'tzidko me'elav, that Avram had direction, focus, and the self-confidence in order to walk in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He did not need that assistance. The parallel, if I remember seeing, I think many years ago I saw a medrash, a chazal along the following lines, that said that it was like a younger child or an older child accompanied by a parent. An older child has the confidence to walk in front of a child. The younger child is only going to walk on this, hopefully, on the side of the child, holding the hand of the child. And that was the difference between Avraham walking in front and Noach walking on the side. Asforno, next paragraph, Kasav al Apasuf, and Noach matza chein b'nei Hashem, that Noach found favor, typically you say favor, in the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lo mitnei shaya roi lekach. The Sforner says very stark. He says not because he was worthy of having favor from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, aval al tzad chanina zikeo akel yisparach lezeh. But it was like a favor to Noach.
It wasn't, say at the end of Bereishis, it says that God knoweth all favor in God's eye.
Yeah, but what is favor? Favor is because he was worthy of it, or he did it as a favor to him, right? Typically you say found favor, that he was okay, he liked him, but was it because that of a chesed, or was it because he had it coming to him? Vizeh, what was the wrong? Noach only did it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it as a favor, as a chesed to him, not because he was worthy of it. Vizeh ki lo limdo es doram ladasas Hashem, because he, Noach, did not go out and teach his generation. What would he be teaching them about a Kodesh Baruch Hu? The Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Ke Avram, Moshe, Ushmur, like other great luminaries of Klal Yisrael that did go out and did teach their nations. Mavur, we see from here that the major claim, and we know the famous Rashi, the Beit that brings the Chazal, Noach, Yitzadik, Hayah, Bedoro, Sav, in his generation, some are Dorishes Leshevach, some Gnai, some say this is in praise of him, some say this is a Gnai for him. So Yirsha, Tviya, Kiros, the claim against him on the side that it's a Gnai, that he didn't go out and wasn't the karev, didn't go out and reach out to people. And one of the main we'll see in a little bit, but his generation, the Dor HaMabul, didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. They had seven mitzvahs to create and they didn't do
That's
it. And Noach should have been out there convincing them to keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and that was a failing. Now there's a Zohar that says as follows. It says, when Noach got out of the Teva and he saw the destruction, if you can imagine, going into the Teva, you have a beautiful world, you have the plants and the trees and all the birds chirping, and you go in and you come back out after a year, and it's desolate and destroyed. And Noach turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ribon Kol Olam, creator of the world, Hare Nikres Rachem Vechanu, you are called the merciful one. Hayalacha l'rachem al masa yadecha, you should have had mercy on those who you created. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him back. We're on Ayin Aleph, left side, towards the bottom. Ata, Atomer kach, achshav atomer kach. Now you're coming and telling me, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should have had mercy on all the creatures of the world. Lama lo amar b'shash amarti. Why did you tell me way back when I told you you're the tzaddik in this generation, the fun of Adora Zeh? And why didn't you tell me that hinanim evi mabul? When I told you I'm going to bring a mabul on them, why didn't you say, you know, you gotta save everyone? And why, when I told you to build a table, why didn't you fight for them? Why didn't you say anything?
What? What people asking?
People were asking, but he was passive. So people would come. But this is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and him. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, why didn't you tell me? When I told you I'm going to do all this stuff, why didn't you come to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and protect them? Stick your neck out for them. Say, you know what, why didn't you save the people? Maybe you didn't say a thing. You didn't daven for them. You didn't make an effort on their behalf. Bottom left, on Ayin Aleph. Amo Rabbi Yochanan, bo rei ma ben tzadikim shayu lam liyisrael achar Noach ubein Noach. Let's look at the sharp contrast between Noach and the tzadikim after Noach. And now the Zohar brings Avram and Moshe. When it came to Avram Avinu, we saw Avram Avinu sticking out his neck. He heard about Sodom. Sodom is going to be destroyed. What did Avram Avinu say? Come on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's save them. Let's find a way. How about 50, 45? There's an intense negotiation with Avram Avinu trying to save the Anshei Sodom. Comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened with Moshe Rabbeinu? He comes down off the Har Sinai. People are having too good a time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm destroying them. Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he say? Does he stick his neck out? You know what?
Destroy me.
No can do. You got to save them or else I'm gone. And it says in the Zohar, when he says, Mechenis ami sifra chasher, because I have to erase me not only in this world, but in the world to come. We see Moshe Rabbeinu, we see Avram Avinu sticking their necks out, and what happened to Noah? Next paragraph down, Amar Rav Yeshua Mara Noach Shalom Bikesh Rachamim Aldoro. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry, why didn't Noah, why didn't he ask for Rachamim? Why didn't he ask for mercy on the people of his generation? This is a very powerful and interesting answer. Amar Belibo, so he says internally, this is what's going inside Noach's mind. Ulai lo amalet, maybe if I stick my neck out for them, maybe then I myself are going to be putting myself into jeopardy, and I'm also not going to be saved. If I start sticking out, I'm going to put myself into jeopardy, and I don't want to risk not being saved, so I'm not going to make an effort on their behalf. And so many times in society, we see people don't want to stick their necks out for other people because they're concerned about their own shikulim. How would we say shikulim in English?
Their own welfare, their own
cheshbonot. Right. It's not computation, but their own.
Self-preservation.
Reputation. Their own.
Self-preservation.
Whatever the word is, everyone knows shikulim or cheshbonot. It doesn't work in English as well, but we'll think about it. I'm sure as soon as we finish the shiur, it'll come to everybody. But he says, why didn't the fichach log bikesh rachamim? Because he was concerned. Maybe then I'm putting myself at risk. I don't want to put myself at risk, even if it's going to help the common good. So that's a very interesting insight into human nature that exists. And also, people, if they view something as negative to them, they don't want to stick their necks out. So continuing. We'll see in the Haftorah that we read this Shabbos, there's an interesting pasuk, an interesting phrase in the Haftorah. It says, May Noach, that the waters of Noach, in other words, the Navi is calling it May Noach because he is held responsible. Because he didn't make an effort to save humanity at that time. So it's called May Noach. He didn't do it, but nonetheless, it's called May Noach. Because he didn't stick his neck out. So the Sforno continues. I'm just going to read it. We're Ayin Gimel, bottom right. Ayin Gimel, bottom right. Two lines from the bottom. He was a tzadik tamim, right? He was a tzadik, his actions, etc. Ki amnam hitzdik ha-mishalim ha-mashlim asmo bilvad. However, somebody who's a tzadik for himself, and he doesn't go and help others, who is he going to be able to save? Just himself. But somebody who's a tzaddik and makes an effort to be with others and create others, assist others, he's going to be able to save not only himself, but others as well. I heard Rav Nachum Sauer in Los Angeles speak about this once many, many years ago, and his analogy was as follows. So he used the phrase, a tzaddik in pelts.
Right.
Tzaddik in pelts. In other words, if the room is cold, we're getting into the winter, Baruch Hashem, we've been good so far, but when we get into the winter and the room is cold and everyone's cold, a tzaddik, but in pelts, he goes and he puts on his fur coat so he's warm for himself. But a real tzaddik who's looking out for others, he's going to light the fire.
Light the fire.
Turn on the heat under the Yerushalayim, underground heating, you know, whatever, and the regular heating and whatever it is. But that's somebody who's that's Noah versus Avram. Noah was the tzaddik in pelts, and Avram Avinu would have turned on the fire for everyone. So the Maisa, what happened with the Dor HaMabul is that they didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And that's what we're going to talk about now, is what are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So we're on Ayin Dalet. So the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach says, second paragraph down, B'soch Kol Toyag HaMitzvah Shal Kiyumah Mitzuvim B'nai Yisrael, within the 613 Mitzvahs, Kayamos Lifi Alacha Sheva Mitzvahs. Shall kiyuma mitzubin kol yesa b'nei Adam. Right, of the 613, there's seven, but in fact, it's a little bit different. There are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, or for b'nei Noach, Klal Yisrael is not required to keep them because these mitzvahs were b'nei Noach. Meaning, seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach were given before Klal Yisrael, given before Matan Torah. It is not binding on us because Noach or Adam of Rishon had these mitzvahs. It's binding on us only because it was given at Har Sinai for Klal Yisrael. So what was given at Har Sinai for Klal Yisrael? So we aren't bound by the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We have the same mitzvahs, but they were given at Har Sinai, and there may be certain details that differ.
We were bound until...
We were bound...
Until
yes and no. There's a part of this Yosef that talks about what was the dean of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah.
Right.
That we had kept the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but they may have had Tar Mitzvahs before that also.
Well,
so there's all.
Abraham also had circumcision, so he had seven.
Oh, he had seven. No, the Gemara says they kept all Tariyah, but what was the dean? Was it a dean of Yisrael or a dean of non-Jews L'chumra? So, okay, but in any case, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach are the principles. Just like every mitzvah, don't steal. What is the details of stealing? A lot of details involved. So the same with Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We'll talk tonight about the categories, but there are a lot of details that go in also to the mitzvahs. That's why Dr. Klackler mentioned the Gemara in Chulin, Shloshim mitzvahs kibla alem b'nei Noach, yesh akastu shkola mitzvahs atulias besvar kol mitchaibim. So that's the 30. What is it? Were there 30 or was including the details? What exactly does that mean? Okay, what is a ben Noach? Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So kipshuto, everyone came from Noach. Everyone came from Noach. So everyone's a Tishroi. Everyone after the Mabul came from Noach. Now, Klal Yisrael also, genealogically, what we say, came from Noach, but...
Shem.
From Shem, but came from Noach. But we're not called B'nai Noach. We're called Klal Yisrael.
Avraham Avinu was already a new Bria, because that says why from his father, Terach. Why how different from his Terach? Why he didn't wait around for his father?
Mm-hmm.
It says he already became a new Bria.
So
he didn't have to do Kivut Abba Eve anymore, because he was a different Bria than his father.
Yeah, okay. Right. So same with the question of a Ger. Somebody a Ger.
Right.
Okay, so in any case, we're not called B'nai Noach, we're B'nai Avram, we're Klal Yisrael, but not B'nai Noach. So when it comes to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, we're on Ayin Hay, on the right side, two paragraphs in the Branham. It says as follows, what are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach? B'gemora Mesechah Sanhedrin, Nun Vav Amud Aleph Muva, Tanu Rabbanan, Sheva Mitzvahs Nitztavu B'nai Noach. B'nai Noach were required to do seven mitzvahs. Seven mitzvahs, what are they? Number one, dinin. What's dinin? Setting up
courts.
We'll talk about that in a little bit, what do they have to do with those courts, but setting up a court system, having ethical laws. Birkas Hashem, lo aleinu, don't blaspheme, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called euphemistically Birkas Hashem, blessing Hashem, but
curse.
It means not to blaspheme the name of God. And the Gemara talks all in detail about when there's a violation of it and what has to be said, etc. Avodah Zarah, also non-Jews can't do Avodah Zarah. Gilui Arayah, Shis Chostayim, Tamim, those are the big three. Gezel, stealing, and Aver Minachai, eating a limb from a live animal. So the Gemara goes through, V'vehem Shach Gemara Sham Nun Vav Amaral Beis, So where do we learn that these are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? So it's a drasha based on a pasuk. This is one opinion brought in the Gemara there. V'tirtu shamar Rabbi Yochanan da'amar kra. V'yitzav Hashem Elokim. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to Adam HaRishon. V'yitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam le'mor. Mikol eitz ha'gan achol tochel. From every eitz in the gan, from every tree in the gan, you can eat. So here's the drasha. Number one, v'yitzav. From the word v'yitzav, elu hadinim. So those are talking about having laws and setting up court system. I'm going to jump down a couple lines. I'm not going to go through each of these drushas. It brings a proof from another pasuk. We're not going to go through those. Number two, Hashem is Birkas Hashem. When it says Vayetzav Hashem Elokim, Hashem is Birkas Hashem, not to blaspheme the name of a God. Next line down, Elokim Zavodah Zorah. We have to worship. No, there's one God in the world, not Avodah Zorah. Top left, Ayin Hey, top left, Al Ha'adam Zesh Yechusdami, man of man. Don't kill man. So that's the prohibition of killing. Two lines down, lay more, ze gili arayas, and it brings a proof that you have to not be involved in gili arayas. Mikol eitz hagan, v'lo gezel. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can eat from these trees, but the implication is none other. You can't eat from things that are stolen. Achol tochol, you can eat it from this and eat, and the diuk is v'lo eivr min achai, and you can't have an eivr min achai. Now the Tanaim, we'll continue the next paragraph, Tanaim yesh shepochsim yoser mi mispar sheva mitzvahs la'adam arishon. There's a discussion in the Gemara. How about Adam arishon? We call them the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Did Adam have all seven? So the Tanaim said that Adam had all seven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adam Rishon Nitzdabe Ala Alavod Azor Bilvad. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that Adam Rishon had one in addition to don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. That's number one. So he had one. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Maseir Omer Gama Afal Birkas Hashem, also not blaspheming the name of God. There's an opinion that says that he also had to set up a court of law, Dinim. But the Maisa, everyone agrees that after the Mabul, everyone in the world is obligated to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Okay. Next. What happens if a non-Jew does not keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Okay, so now this is going to start sounding a little bit extreme. So bottom left. We're going to read from the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch is a major commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is one of the, if not the most famous compendium of the Tariq Mitzvahs. The Rambam has his 613 in the Sefer of Mitzvahs, and there are various enumerations of the Tariq Mitzvahs. The clearest is the Sefer HaChinuch that I've seen, at least. It brings the Pasuk, it brings by Parsha, the Pasuk, in the source, brings the basic Gemaras behind the mitzvah, and it goes through the main dinim, the tamim of it, and who it applies to. So it's really beautifully done, very clearly done. The Sefer HaChinuch, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch is a very long and complicated commentary. But he goes independent of the Sefer HaChinuch also, but the Minchas Chinuch is a beautiful work on the Sefer HaChinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch says as follows, Ayin He, bottom left. Now Minchas Chinuch hevi machlokes zo, imuta lahara goy, she'over al sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So he brings a machlokes, a non-Jew who is violating the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Do we have a right to go and kill that individual? So it's a three-way machlokas. Vehevi shemidivrei atosos b'avodah zorah chafav amabez. There's a tosos that says Mira, ayin vav at the top. Mira de'ein iser b'dov. There's no prohibition if he violated one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. We're talking about serious infractions. Aval einu mechuyav lagam, that it would be permitted to kill the non-Jew for violating the Torah, violation of the Torah. A Jew is permitted to kill him. We'll talk about non-Jews.
Have a beis din or anything like this.
You're not obligated to hainu, because kolzman shaloni dono al pi based in. If he wasn't judged al pi a based in, an individual can, but he's not obligated to. Certainly when it's judged by the based in, then you have to.
Isn't that what Levi and Shimon did when they killed for Dina?
No, I don't think
that was one thing.
We'll talk about Shechem in a little bit. We'll talk about this. Shechem. Yeah. But we'll talk about Shechem didn't do something else. Right. No, not because of that. That's opinion number one. That if a non-Jew violated one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, certainly all of them, it would be permitted for a Jew, but not required to put that.
What about a non-Jew? Would he because
we're talking a little bit.
Because when it brings up Shem, maybe they weren't Jews yet.
It's a good question. We'll see in a little bit. So the Rambam, we're on in the third paragraph, which starts on the right side. Va'al Raya Saw. I jump down to the fourth line in that paragraph. The Rambam says as follows: the Hayutzrichim lekabel aleim sheva mitzvos. The non-Jews are required to accept upon themselves the sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. If they did not accept upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvahs, even if they accepted upon themselves that to be slaves of Klal Yisrael, they should be killed. They're violating the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach.
7 million
people. When Klal Yisrael is governing the non-Jews, this is very important. This doesn't mean, according to the Rambam, that we go out and we start finding people not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. It means when we are governing our own state, not under secular law, but under halacha, which would be the concept of division of church and state. That's how we are all wired, and that's why this is all shocking, probably. But that's not how it is. This is talking about a halachic state. We keep the mitzvahs.
The Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noach, also that's what applies to. It'd
be a mitzvah to kill them, because we have to make sure that if they're living in our country, underneath our jurisdiction, under the Jewish reign, halachic reign, then we would have a mitzvah to kill them. So that is number two. And number three, the Tav says, da'asur lahargam. It's prohibited to kill a non-Jew that's not keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Now, there's an interesting discussion machlokas in the amongst the Rambam and the Ramban. How about if they don't set up a court system? Meaning, looking at the seven big ones, Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, six out of seven are lo tases, don't do. Don't blaspheme God. Don't do Gilei Arayos. Don't engage in murder. Don't. There's one that is do. A mitzvah aseh. Set up a court system. So we're in bottom right on Ayin Vav. Achas misheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach mitzvahs dinim. One of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach is setting up a court system. Harambam, mevayer, chayavin, lahoshiv, dayanim. This is the non-Jews are obligated to set up a court system. Judges, v'shoftim, v'kol plach u'plach, in every city, ladun b'sheish mitzvahs elu, u'lahaz yirasam. They have to make sure that the non-Jews are keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and they have to warn the Am to do that. Ben Noach she'avar alachas m'sheva mitzvahs elu yereg b'sif. And if a non-Jew didn't keep it, he has to be killed. And the Beis Din of the non-Jews that they set up would be responsible for that. That's why the people of Shechem were chayav misa hariga. Sharei Shechem gazal vehem rau v'yaduv v'lo danu. And because Shechem, there was a lot of stealing, and they didn't do that. So that actually explains, interestingly, why the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach weren't kept by the Dor HaMa'abdil. But what were they? What was their gzar din for? Hamas. Hamas is
robbery,
stealing. So here they weren't instituting, also they didn't have a court system, they weren't able to adjudicate robbery. So I saw an interesting word on this explaining, like, why that? It says because when it comes to all the other sins, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look away. However, when it comes to the Ben Adam HaChevra, if they're stealing, they have no respect.
I thought that they said they were tzaddikim because they stole less than a sheva fruit.
So
they were tzaddikim because they weren't doing anything that would be
mechayev them. But the Maisa, they were stealing. They were stealing back and forth because they had no respect for the Ben Adam HaChevra. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I got to look at everything. I'm going to look at everything. So Biram, Haramban,
Beiru Shol
LaTorah. Yeah, that's
so
both.
That's
Ben Adam HaChevra, Ben Adam HaMakom. That's both. So the Ramban, the Peirush of the Torah, cholek alav. So the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. Rambam says even if they're not doing a mitzvah aseh, they're still chayav misa. And the Ramban says no, only chayav misa and a lot aseh. But for not setting up a court system, you wouldn't be chayav misa. Okay, lemaisa. Let's jump forward to nowadays. Nowadays, do we have an obligation? Is there a mitzvah to be makarev non-Jews, teach them the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach? Or is that something ill-advised? So I remember hearing a share from Rabbi Frand a few decades ago. And he says, I don't remember the topic, probably Sefer Mitzvot, Bnei Noach, but related to something like that. He says he was contacted by a group in the United States, southern United States,
right,
and they asked him to be their shol and meishiv, all about his group that kept the Shavas Mitzvot, Bnei Noach. Will you be our Rebbe to tell when we have this, when we have issues, that you'll pass in our Shavas Mitzvot, Bnei Noach, for us? So I don't know how many people were in the group, if they had a mezumin or only two people. I don't know, a chavrus or a mezumin. You can be sure it wasn't many people. But is this something that we should set up? There's a lot of Kiru Baruch Hashem.
Have cards that they pass out
for seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So is that something that we should do? You know, we have wonderful yeshivas in Kiru, but no one's really focusing on this. So if we want to branch out and start a new Irgun organization and go into the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, there are a lot of people out there. 7 billion. That the seven universal laws, the way to true peace.
No,
it's from Chabad.
This is
Chabad.
There we
they
go.
They find out somebody's not Jewish and they want to put in tefillin. So
a prophet and Navi in our time. There we go. Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Okay. Very
what happens
good.
Is when they go to,
I was going to read it, but when they go to, I think it may be too dangerous to,
no,
to read
they,
it without proof of checking
it
in advance.
When they go to put on tefillin of somebody and then they find out he's not Jewish.
So
they
give
him
the card. All right, so the Tshuvas Vanadas of Sternbach. So we are talking in our generation, discussing this very issue. I'd like everyone to look inside for this. So it's in Ayin Ches, where it says, B'tshuvas Vanhagos. So on the right side, it's like the second big paragraph down, B'tshuvas Vanhagos, Ayin Ches, right side, and we are 6 lines down. 6 lines down in the middle of the line, it says, Shiladato. Shiladato yesh isur chamor lekarev notrim lekayim sheva mitzvot. Says Rav Sternbach, nowadays it is a big prohibition to go out and do kiruv on Christians nowadays. Why? Kevan shanatzus gufa enorak shituv. Now, fundamentally, the Christianity is a trinity. It's a trinity. Yeah. Shituv. Shituv literally means the partnership.
Right.
So there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether for us, that's an Isra of Avodah Zarah. To believe in a Shituv, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that's obviously problematic. There's no unitary God like a Kadosh Baruch. There's no God other than Kadosh Baruch. And it's a great unit, Hashem Echad. But when it comes to the non-Jews, do they have a problem when they have the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach of Avodah Zarah that they also cannot believe in the Shituf and in the Trinity? Rak Shituf Shalakama Poskim Akam Lumuza. Many Poskim say they're not Chayav in it. Okay, they can. That's enough for them. They can believe in the Trinity. Rak Ha'emes, but their problem is Makshimim Elokeinu Yisparach Shema. But they incorporealite, and I made up that word. They make corporeal. Am I saying that correctly? They give a physical manifestation of God. That's the Son, right? And they've got these Yeshus all over the place. And thank you so much. There we go. The Einlecha Avodah Zarah Gadol Kamoso. There's no greater Avodah Zarah to have all these physical manifestations of the Son and etc. Vayin Baramam. It's a famous Rambam Perashat Mishnayos that says that the Christians im shinuye kitoseim in all of their different sects, and they have many more sects they nowadays than at the time of the Rambam 800 years ago. Kulam ovde Avodah Zarah. They're all idol worshippers. Next paragraph then, Valken Kishemachrizim Shemuchanim Lakaim Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. No, the non-Jew comes to us and says, we want to keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. But says Rav Sternbach, if they still insist on believing the fundamental values of Christianity, of the Trinity, and the physical manifestation of God, and they stick to that, that's conflicting. You can't be a believer in the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach if you're believing in Christianity.
But there's certain people, ones that are like the Seventh-day Adventists, they don't believe in that.
So yeah, in a chinami. Nowadays,
they just keep the
Sheva.
It depends. There are many sects.
I have one right over here right between King David Street.
There are many sects of all. B'shash lefi din Torah v'chiyuv Noach machzik. So at the same time that they're machzik doron deyas, Then we have a question. Lachain, we're on Ayin Ches, left side almost at the top. Lachain mutav lishtok v'lo lashpi alem. We should be quiet. Shev v'al tase adiv. Don't try to influence them to be believers. Ma lanu lachnis atzmenu afilu kemale neima bazeh. Why stick our necks out into this? Don't get involved. So Rav Sternbach continues. Ayin Tes, right side. We are 4 lines down. Achnira. Ayin test right side, four lines down from the top. But if they don't believe in if they don't believe in our God, and if they say we have the New Testament and it's new and improved and replaces what you have, they have removed themselves from their ability to believe in our God. Next paragraph down. We have no obligation to return, to inspire the non-Jews to do tshuva, because there's a din of arev, who's calling Yisrael arevim zevazeh. We are responsible for other Jews. We're not responsible for the non-Jews, even if we know they're violating the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. However, when they are underneath our tutelage, underneath our reign, we have responsibilities. Ach kesheina tachas yedena, when they are not under our reign, we don't have a halachic state nowadays. Yosef tovlanu kesheim mekayim Sheva Mitzvos. He says, it's better for us when they are not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvos. Why? He says, it's very fascinating. Sha'az yimaher HaKadosh Baruch ma'apalatan chitis malei satam. Because the Kadosh Baruch will scrutinize them more, and he will bring out their downfall. It will assist us if they don't keep the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Very interesting view. Now, nonetheless,
so said,
the view...
The problem of the Arabs, right? Is the women dress sneas. They don't worship God. They don't worship
and
an
that's
idol.
Why they have... And they keep...
They don't eat pork.
Bris Mila. They have a lot
of... So that's
of,
why, that's why they, we have problems with them.
Yep, that's correct. Now, going back to the Shita of the Rambam, we're having Rav Sternbach saying that... Distance yourself from the Christians. How about the Muslims? We'll have to see in a little bit. But at least when it comes to Christians, it says don't touch it. There's a conflict between their views and our views. Intrinsically, they cannot be a Shomer Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach when they are
accepting
the Trinity and incorporating realization of their
is
God.
Is that a conflict with their obligation to be a light unto the nations and teach them the
No. The light unto the nations...
If they don't know the seven Noahic mitzvahs, who's going to teach them?
But a light in the nation doesn't necessarily mean we have to teach them the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach. We have to be the oil of goy, we have to make Kiddush Hashem, we have to be there showing equity and ethics in our behavior. Mm-hmm. But there's a different question. Do we have to actually actively go out and teach them the seven mitzvahs B'nei Noach?
If we don't, who's going to?
So it's not a problem.
Not a problem.
Not only is it not a problem, we don't have a responsibility, we don't have a requirement to our revus, and at least with the Christians, and in fact, he's saying it's better to leave them alone. Mm-hmm. Better leave them alone. Now, the Rambam nonetheless says any non-Jew, this is a quote from the Rambam, any non-Jew, any Akum that doesn't accept upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Horgino, so we kill them. So how does that work out? If they're under our tutelage. Okay, not under our tutelage nowadays. Okay, we don't have to do that. Now, the Rambam is based on a Gemara that on the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, Ben Noach is Neherag. He gets killed. Now, if a non-Jew does accept upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, what is he? He is a Ger Tosha. He's a Ger Tosha. He accepts upon himself the B'nei Noach. And the Kabbalah is in front of him. It's like a Gerus. A ger is in front of a beis din. Somebody, a ger, is accepting upon himself the Torah mitzvahs, becomes a Jew. So, to a non-Jew, accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, a Kabbalah, in front of three, that he becomes a ger tosha. So, on page pay, you know, that's a good question. It'd be in front of non-Jews, would also be chaverim, apparently in front of three ger toshas.
It must be so.
In front of ger toshas. Jews could have probably also do it, but he said shosha chaverim. Okay, so daf pei, we're going to see something very interesting now. In the middle of the page, right side, v'hosif harambam.
It's
pay, right side, middle of the page. V'hosif harambam. Advarav shavakasav, kol hamikabel sheva mitzvahs. Anyone who accepts upon, non-Jew that accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, and Nisa Lasos, not only a Kabbalah, but he's careful to do them also. Hareze mechaside umas ha'olam. He's a tzaddik, a non-Jewish tzaddik. Chaside umas ha'olam, a chasid of the non-Jews. V'yesh lo chelek le'olam haba. And he goes to heaven, goes as a chelek in the olam haba. But what's required? V'hu sheyekabel osan, he has to accept upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. V'yase osan, and he has to do them mibnei shetziva be'emar HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. And he has to do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is he doing the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach? God told me to do the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. He has to be a Sheva, he has to believe in God, has to do the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, not because he believes it's equitable, don't kill, don't steal, don't do this, don't eat any from Minachai, because oh, that's disgusting. No, it has to be because God told you to do the Sheva Mitzvot Tnei Noach. B'torah v'hodianu ayedei Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's because God told me to do it, and it's because Moshe was the emissary of God in teaching it to us. B'shemenei Noach mekodem mitzuvahem, that we're obligated to do it. Aval ima asa mifnei hechra hadas, but if he does it, because what's hechra hadas? Makes logical sense to say. That's what makes sense. That's the right thing to do. Ein ze ger toshav. That is not a keratosha, but eino mechaside umas olam, and he is not a chasid, non-Jewish chasid, velo mechachameihem, and not from of their wise. Now there's a very important other girsa on this Rambam. It says, instead of saying velo mechachameihem, if you keep the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, you are not of their wise, it goes the other way. It says, ela mechachameihem, you're not a keratosha, you're not chaside umas olam, because you need a Kabbalah, you need to do it because God told you to do the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach via Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Rabbeinu from B'nei Noach. But if you do it, but not for the right purpose, you are one of their Chachamim because you have reached the result that you're going to do it because it makes sense to you. I think that makes a lot of sense, the second version.
So Lo Lishma is also okay.
Lo Lishma for a non-Jew is also, but you're not a Ger Tosha, maybe you're not going to get Olam Haba. But you're a chachamim, right? You're a chacham of the non-Jews. So when it comes to...
I understand it. It's my focus there. Whether that you have to accept or not because it's from God or not in order to go to heaven.
Okay, so...
Still good.
This is in the Rambam. This is in the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Muslims... How about the Muslims then? Muslims believe in which prophet?
Muhammad.
Also Moshe, but he's second tier, right?
That's what that's what. They believe in Moses.
But Moses they believe, but he's second tier. But they're not doing the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach because God gave them, and that Moses came and said, you know, guys, you got to do this. Also, Noach gave it to you. That's not their reason. So he says, based on this Rambam, are they Ovdei Avodah Zarah? He says, you're not an Ovdei Avodah Zarah because you don't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. That doesn't make you an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So what are you going to do with this Rambam that says that to be a Ger Tosha and to be a Chassid Umas HaOlam, that you have to do Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach? Because why? Because God told you and you have to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Sternbach divides up and he says, to be a Ger Tosha, you have to be Mekayim the Torah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you and you believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. You can also be fulfill the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach not because of that, and you're not Chayav Misa still, even under our tutelage and our reign. If we had a halachic state, just keeping the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, even if it wasn't for the right purpose, that would still be acceptable. Now the Maisa, the Kesef Mishnah points out, we're on Pei Aleph, top right. The Kesef Mishnah points out b'meshekasef haRambam shekol haMekabel alav Sheva Mitzvos Niza laAsos, and anyone who accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvos and he's careful to do that, is talking about a non-Jew. Yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. This is a machlokus between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the umas haOlam, the non-Jews, cannot have a chelek l'olam haba. According to Rabbi Yeshua, they do have a chelek l'olam haba. They can't earn. They don't have. They can earn a chelek l'olam haba. And the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yeshua that a non-Jew who accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach can have a chelek l'olam haba. Umashe kasef haRambam v'hu shi'akaba, that you need a Kabbalah, and that he has to do it. You have a Kabbalah and he has to do it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to do it. Nira lo sheRambam omer kach misfar de nafshe. The Kesef Mishnah written by the Beis Yosef, written by the Shulchan Aruch. The author of the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, says, I think that the Rambam gave his own opinion on that, that he needs a Kabbalah and he has to do it for the right purposes, and that seems to be correct, that to be a real Ger Toshav, it has to be done for the right purposes, but even if it's not done for the right purposes, it doesn't make you a Ger Toshav, explains Rav Sternbach, but you can still be, at least one, according to one Gers in the Rambam, you're still of the Chachamim of the Umas HaOlam. Okay, so let me recap real quickly. We started out by saying the difference between Noach and Avram. Avram was that Noach did not go out in Mekarev people. He was concerned about himself, his family, but his view of what was necessary did not include all society, as opposed to Avram Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were going out and concerned about others and even stuck their neck out for others. Put their lives on the line for others. That was what was lacking in Noach being the tzaddik in Peltz, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu and Avram that would have lit the fire to heat everyone up, put on the heat in the entire house, as opposed to just putting on a jacket. And then where our next step was, we went through what are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, what's the drasha on the Pasuk, what are the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, six of them are Lota, say it's one is setting up the dinim, setting up the court system. And then the most fundamental question that we asked is, do we have an obligation to teach the people of the world the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? And we said, for Christians, don't, and we shouldn't. When it comes to Muslims, it seems to be that ideally they would be doing it for the proper purpose, in believing in God, which they do, but believing in Moshe Rabbeinu, and why are they keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach? Because they went via Noach to Moshe Rabbeinu. That is lacking for them. But at a minimum, even if we had a halachic state, somebody who's keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, even for the wrong purposes, says Rav Sternbach, there would be requirement to kill them. Absolutely not.
The Arabs do things b'shem shemayim, not l'shem shemayim.
B'shem shemayim. Oh, that's very good. I like that. Mm-hmm. So the ma'isa is an unusual shir. I started out by saying it's an unusual shir for us because we're coming out saying l'ma'isa sheva al tase adif. Don't do anything. It's not for us to worry about the non-Jews at this point, and where we are, we should certainly be worrying about Jews, and our revus from the Jews to teach tariq mitzvahs. When it comes to the non-Jews, there's no active obligation to be emekar of them. Have a good Shabbos.
You know the famous story about the guy at the Starbucks?